bound tomorrow. One more day, only one more
day.
Deck there?
I'm relieving you on watch, Billy.
But why, Mr. Lamb?
Captain wants to see you in his cabin. Because you like one.
The captain? Oh, well, right then. I wonder what he wants.
He's got a visitor. Off the warship riding at anchor alongside. A lieutenant. I reckon that could be the press gang.
For the King's Navy? They wouldn't want me, would they?
Dunno. You better get over there quick, though.
Aye, Mr. Lamb.
Hello, I'm Dave Arnold, your host for Focus on the Family Radio Theater. Sometime between 1885 and 1891, American author Herman Melville worked on a novel that would become his last. By then, 40 years had passed since Melville had achieved acclaim through his novel, Moby Dick. Few had read his more recent works, and Melville struggled with the feeling of failure. Yet his desire to write was too strong to simply quit. There were lifelong questions he yearned to resolve. Questions about the nature of goodness and evil in the world, and the ongoing conflict between the two. As he neared the end of his life, these questions became paramount to him. Returning to his shipboard setting, one which he knew well as an experienced sailor and had used dramatically in Moby Dick,